Okay, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and joining us now is an old friend of the show. You hear him every day, in fact, at 10 o'clock when we're done. It's our buddy Norm Hitzkus with some Friday fun.
Hey, great, pal, great, great.
I don't understand any of that. What are you saying?
I thought you'd come here. I just got to lift everybody's spirits before the weekend. Okay. Before the weekend!
With some of your funnies.
What? All right. You guys know that I used to have a little friend called Andy Panda, and I kind of got rid of him in the Normathon. But anyway, so I thought I'd tell you a joke about a panda. You want to joke about a panda?
Joke about a panda. Sure. Okay.
Okay, a panda walks into a bar, and he asks the bartender how he can get a little action for the night. And the bartender motions to a young woman, so she talks to the panda, and then they go back to her place, and after having sex, the panda gets up, and he abruptly leaves. And the next night, the woman goes to the panda's house and says, "Hey, you owe me money." And the panda asks, "For what?" Woman explains, "I'm a prostitute. Look it up." So the panda pulls out a dictionary, looks it up, says, "Prostitute. Has sex for money." And the panda says, "Well, I don't have to pay you. I'm a panda. Look it up." So she's about to protest when the panda hands her the dictionary, says, "Look it up, read to me." And the woman looks up panda in the dictionary, and it reads, "Panda eats bush and leaves."
Hey, Norm, you're
eat vegetation.
You are like eating vegetation. Yeah, yeah.
You are
like
working off
leaves
blue.
Wait, you guys are you love religion. You just love religion.
Okay,
sure. Always are loving
it. Yeah. Sure.
Well, a bus full of nuns falls off a cliff and they all die.
Oh, that's sad.
It's a tough one for a lot of people involved.
Well, that's funny.
But they arrive at the gates of heaven. And St. Peter says to them, "Sisters, welcome to heaven. In a moment, I'll let you all through the pearly gates. But before I do it, I have to ask of you a single question each. Make a single file line." And then they do so. And St. Peter turns to the first nun in the line and asks, "Sister, have you ever touched a penis?" "A penis?" And the nun says, "Well, there was this one time that I kind of sort of touched one with the very tip of my pinky finger." And St. Peter says, "All right, sister, dip the tip of your pinky finger in this holy water and you can come into heaven." She does so. He turns to the second one and says, "Sister, have you ever touched a penis?" "Well, there was this one time that I held one for a moment." "All right, sister, wash your hands in the holy water. You can come into heaven." So she does so. Well, at that time, in the back of the line, there's this noise and there's a big jostling. One nun's trying to cut in front of the other one. And St. Peter sees it and asks the nun, "Sister Susan, what is this? There's no rush." Sister Susan says, "Hey, look, if I'm going to have to gargle the stuff, I'd rather do it before Sister Mary sticks her ass in it."
Norm.
All of them got approval
like
by
you're...
Cat. All of them approval.
doesn't sound like your line of humor.
No.
Well, I no longer have the strengths of Andy Panda.
These seem like...
And I'm drunk.
I was going to say, these seem like jokes you would stay away from.
These are jokes I will not tell on my show.
No,
because that's just... classless junk. And that's Norm's Freddy Funnies. Woo!
But he does sound drunk.
Mayor left me.
What?
Mayor left me.
Don't say that.
What about the boys?
Full custody.
Stop it. Stop saying things like
that. They're both 45 years old, but I've got full custody.
All right, there's Norm in Friday Funnies.